These were their yesterdays. Factual stories of Australia's men at war presented to Australia. HMAS Sydney. Three men tell the story: an old sailor, a young sailor, and a shipwrecked sailor. There is a monument in stone. On it, carved stone figures forever wait and watch. In their perpetual stillness, there's a world of patience and resignation. Tall poplars line a pool whose waters reflect countless memories. The sun shines through an opening in the stone and strikes upon the figure of youth sacrificed, lying naked and dead upon an upthrust shield. Nearby, a gun stands, but muted now and beaten upon by summer suns and winter rains. The old sailor sat by the gun, his eyes the faded blue of a sea that had faded from him.
I manned this gun, sonny. Aye, this very gun. Must be 30 years ago. Aye, 35 years ago, come November. Late 1914 it was. Aye, 35 years ago. All ready we was to leave Australia with the first big convoy when we got held up. Not knowing why at first, and then we got the news.
Hey, mates, I got the answer.
Oh, what answer?
All this messing about we've been doing, of course. The big German ships are out in the Pacific, that's the answer. Scharnhorst and Neisenau. They've been seen off Samoa. The convoy will be held up until we know what they're doing.
But at last we got underway. Nearly 40 big transports left the West Australian coast at the end of October. Oh, I can see them now, each division in line ahead, and we're there to look after them. The British cruiser Minor Tower is out ahead, leading the way. And then, abeam, there's the big Jap cruiser Ibuki. Jap cruiser. Oh, that's funny, isn't it? When you think that now we're only just finished fighting the Japs. Anyway, there's Ibuki and our own cruiser Melbourne abeam. And astern... astern, there's ourselves, HMAS Sydney, mounting 8 6-inch guns. 8 of these, matey, that we're sitting on now. 8 of these and ready for anything. Minor Tower had left us by the time we were passing Cocos Island to port on November the 9th. Aye, November the 9th, when a message comes flashing from the island.
Strange warship approaching. Strange warship approaching.
Of course, we all knew what it was. The German light cruiser Emden has been raiding in the Indian Ocean, sunk nearly 30 ships she had, and been playing ill with shore installations. She's skippered by a bloke named Von Müller. Good sailor he was. Aye, a good sailor. Well, we race off at about 25 knots, but the German gets the first shot in. Then we get to work ourselves. With these guns, matey, with these guns. The German ship's on fire then, and Von Müller puts her head onto the island, signals full speed ahead, and drives her ashore. Then our skipper sends out a message.
Enemy beached and done for.
Then the old man gave me a glimpse of another side of the character of our people.
We had over 100 Germans from the Emden aboard when we steamed into harbor at Colombo. A lot was wounded, some dying. All the ships in the harbor were silent when we steamed in. The old man had asked that there be no cheering on account of the sick and dying Germans that he carried. Aye, we won the battle, but on account of the sick and dying Germans we carried, we didn't want no cheering.
And somehow, of all the old sailor's story, I like most to remember his last remark. Before he fell silent, sitting on the gun and dreaming of the past.
Aye, we won the battle, but on account of the sick and dying Germans we carried, we didn't want no cheering.
A human frog was croaking from the Pontine marshes.
Viva l'Italia! Credere! Obbedire! Combattere! This is the fascist destiny! Together we will sweep clean our Italian lake of the impudent British ships, which even now we have shut within it. Viva l'Italia!
That was more than 25 years after the old sailor's story had ended. There was another war. There was another ship. But with the same name and the same spirit to carry on from where the older Sydney had left off. And there was another sailor. A young one with another story. But is it another story?
In June 1940, we stood out into Mussolini's lake to take over an eastbound convoy near Sicily. The ship was cleared, every man at his action station when the warning came.
Do you hear them? Do you hear them? Three Italian destroyers have been sighted at port. The ship is about to engage the leading enemy.
The Italian ship went down with her colors still flying and her guns firing to the last. We picked up as many of her men as we could, but we couldn't hang about there for long. Right at the Itai's front door. But though we had to go, the old man had a cutlass swung out, fully provisioned with food and water and everything a shipwrecked sailor might need. And we left it floating there, to give the Itai's, who were still in the sea, a chance to save themselves.
Is it a different story? And then it was a month later. Sydney sweeping the Aegean in company with the British destroyers Hyperion, Havoc, Hasty, Hero and Ilex was off the northwest of Crete. On the morning of the 19th of July, she was 40 or 50 miles northward of the destroyers. On board one of the little British ships, suddenly the starboard lookout called,
"Baron Green 9-0, two dark objects, sir."
And that British sailor helped to fill the gaps in the young Australian's story.
As we closed the distance, we identified the unmistakable lines of two Italian cruisers. We were sitting shots for the Itais, and they knew it. They could outgun us and outsail us. Our captain got a message off to the Sydney.
Two Italian cruisers approaching from starboard appear to be Bartolomeo Colleoni and Giovanni della Bandonieri. Am leading enemy on course to meet you.
In the Sydney, it was just what we'd been waiting for. The ship heels hard over as she turns, and the engines beat faster and faster and faster. Over the intercom, the bosun pipes...
Do you hear there? Do you hear there? The ship will engage the Italian cruisers Bartolomeo Colleoni and Giovanni Delli Bandonieri shortly after 0815 hours. Hands will part to breakfast.
The Itais were coming up hard astern as we jockeyed them along. They outranged us, so we had to dodge the fall of their shells as we went. Not a very nice feeling. And then on the horizon to port, we see the orange flash of guns. And then the Sydney comes racing up with the sea boiling and foaming around her. Guns blazing, driving through the water as though she'd lift herself right out of it.
Bartolomeo Colleoni was smashed by our shells. She couldn't go on and lay there with the water washing over her. We leave her then and go after the second cruiser. But she'd got the legs on us and disappears into the sea mist about the middle of the morning.
While the Sydney goes racing off after the other Itai, we close in on the smoke and wreck that's left of the Bartolomeo Colleoni to finish her off with torpedoes.
Stand by to fire torpedoes.
All tubes standing by, sir.
Fire X. Fire Y. Fire Z.
All tubes fired, sir. And then all that Sydney has left of the Italian ship rolls slowly over. And then she's gone. And we pick up the Italian sailors swimming around amongst the wreckage in the sea.
And when we brought the Sydney back to harbor, the whole fleet cheered us in.
So the story of the young sailor ended as that of the old sailor had done, in victory after battle for this ship we love. But then, 16 months later, and almost exactly 27 years after her story had begun off Cocos Island in November 1914, a shipwrecked German sailor told a third tale of the sea, which was a sequel to the other two.
Your cruiser, Sydney, intercepted us in the Indian Ocean. We were disguised as a merchantman and had the advantage of her. Our first salvo struck on the bridge and crippled her. But crippled though she was, she sank us then. The sea was all about, and the night came over the water. With the night, your Sydney passed over the horizon with the fire lighting the sea about her. And that was the last we saw of her.
That was the last anyone saw of her. One damaged float and two empty lifebelts were all that were ever found. She sank in those dark waters with all hands, over 600 officers and men, over 600 of the bravest and best men of whom our history has record. These were their yesterdays. These were your yesterdays. Factual stories of Australia's men at war, your men, presented to Australia.